Okay, back here at the YMCA gym. The final score is 69-60. Marathon wins. Coach Drake.
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, tough first half. Hey, the girls seemed to get a little confidence in the second half. Held them to 25 points, but couldn't make a big enough comeback.
Well, you know, the girls are learning. I'm extremely happy about the second half. Just as much as I was disappointed in the first half. We can't come out. It's like that team wanted it, and they kind of toyed with us, very frankly. And they're a good ball club. They have a bunch of sophomores on their team, and they're good. And we let them take shots they wanted in the first half and second half. We were intense. That is about the most intense this team has played all year. And this is how you build a program, Jack. You build it with character, intensity. I don't really get hung up so much, to be honest with you, with wins and losses, unless it's just giving up. And I thought in the first half we weren't good. In the second half we were very, very good.
Well, Justice took that charge from their best player. I said it on the air, took it like a man, and I don't mean that derogatory.
Yeah.
She took that charge. I mean, that showed some courage there.
Yeah, and Justice took 5 charges. Took 5 charges in the tournament we had here a couple of weeks ago. She just was outstanding. She's been that way all year, really. She competes, and it kind of rubbed off on the girls. And I got on them on the huddle after that and said, that's what you need to do. And they responded. I'm not saying it's because of me. I think they have a lot of pride, Jack, these girls do. And they came out. They battled in that second half.
That is a good basketball team. We didn't know about their competition level or anything. We just didn't know much about them.
That's
a good team. That Morgan Roku.
She's as good as it gets, man. She's a good player. She's probably one of the top 5 players we played all year. I like her a lot.
She would play on some of those other teams, Nyack. She would be in their rotation somewhere if she were out there.
She stops on a dime. She elevates. She puts it in. She can shoot the 3. She can drive. She can do it, man. She's a nice player. And Jordan had her hands full.
A humbling experience for Jordan?
A little bit, yeah. I think this girl took a tour a little bit tonight. And, of course, we have them in 12 days. And I know Jordan Kramer, and I know that she will respond.
She will. And Jordan Belleville, nice second half of shooting. We know she can shoot. She finally found her touch and nailed 5 triples for you and helped bring this team back.
Well, you know, I've talked to the girls. Jack, you know, you were at the game the other night in Silver Lake. I mean, you cannot, when you have a wide open shot and you're a shooter, she missed like 4 in a row.
She did.
And she was over by me, and I kept saying, shot. When she had, I kept yelling. I said, "Shot!" I mean, and Jordan needs to do more of that. She needs to get more confidence in herself. When she buried that first one, I knew she was off to the races.
Okay, they're off to the races. They have taken all the table, the chairs.
It's unbelievable. Why did they do this, Jack? Hey, by the way, do you have any stats?
Yeah. No. Yeah, there they are.
We didn't have official stats tonight?
Well, not printed out. These are as official as they get. But we'll see these girls again up in Wausau on the 20th. But this is going to be a big Saturday for our basketball programs, isn't it? Having Finlandia in here for your program, an established UP program, to have them come in for a doubleheader. The place is probably going to be sold out.
It probably will be. We're all looking forward to it. We've been looking. We've had that date circled for a while. So, it's just because it's a UP school. It's a 4-year school, and we're looking forward to competing.
All right, Raymond. We'll see you then,
thanks,
my friend.
Man.
Let
thanks,
you say a shout out to anyone you'd like.
Well, I'd like to say a shout out to my AD. If he's listening. He better be listening.
Oh, he was listening. He was texting me the whole night.
Okay.
Giving me all kinds of advice on what to do.
Yeah. Well, he was. Well, that's unusual.
He said, I've got to be on my A game. But, Ray, have either of us – see, your tie's a little crooked.
Oh, no, sorry, bud.
Yeah. Have either of us been on our A game all year? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We got a way – we can elevate. We can elevate our game.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday, my friend.
Thanks. It's good to see you, Jack.
Okay, Ray Drake, everybody. Ray Drake Jr. in our post-game show, and that'll do it for Bay College Radio on a Monday night. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and thanks to Jordan Kramer for saving my Diet Coke when she crashed into the scorer's table. I still have one sip left, thanks to her. All right. So thanks back at the station, everybody, for keeping us on the air and putting us back on the air. We'll be back with you at 12:45 in the afternoon on Saturday for Bay College basketball against Finlandia. Until then, Jack Hall thanking everybody who made it possible.